We shall indulge you now a little, maybe 25 minutes, to hear the word of God. And I'm inviting the tallest in our pastoral team. We have the tallest pastor is the one coming to share with us the word of God. May we put our hand together as we welcome him. His name is Andrew Mashina. He's married to Grace, and they have four children, two boys and two girls. And I've had the occasion of walking with him and traveling with him in many parts of this world, plus also in the country. And today he's giving his maiden sermon on a Sunday here. And I thank God for the young people. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank God for the young people, because your season has actually come. Let's stretch a hand this way. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the next generation, the young generation. And thank you as they take their position in the ministry. Lord, I thank you that your spirit is upon the young generation. And as our Pastor Andrew Mashina, representing them, comes to this pulpit, my God, I pray that you anoint him and that you release the word of the season through him. In Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Simon. Let's appreciate Pastor Simon. Good afternoon. Praise God. God is good. And all the time. Amen. Wow. I'm delighted and I'm excited as well to stand in front of you this very day, the 9th of July. And I know I'm speaking to majority of my age mates. Earlier in the service, I was telling them, it's our time. It's our time. So the young professionals, and I know most of them used to sit there back in the day, because I'm a son of this ministry. And so, as Jesus said in John chapter 5, verse 19, the son can do nothing unless what he sees the father does, isn't it? And because of that, turn to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, you look good. Better than yesterday. And tomorrow, you will shine. Sparkle, sparkle. We are shades. Hallelujah. Let's appreciate God for that. Yes. So even my sermon, you'll be able to see some of Pastor Simon, some of Pastor Abrus, because I'm a student of them. But above all that, I'm grateful to God for the opportunity. Thank you, Reverend Abrus, and the leadership, and Pastor Simon as well, for this opportunity to share the word of God. I'm humbled and I'm grateful for the opportunity. Above that, I'm joined by my Sunday school teacher, who introduced me, Pastor Simon, to the word of God. And she's in the house. And she's so close to me, because other than being a Sunday school teacher and a pastor, she's also my mom. So, mom, you can start. Yes. And she's seated. You can sit down. She's seated next to my wife, Grace. That's Grace. Grace, you can see mama. Watu wakuone. Yes, our children are in Sunday school, as Pastor Simon said. Yes, we have two boys and two girls, and we got we wedded here in this sanctuary. So tumetebea kuigi, tumetoka bali. You have come from far, yeah. And so it's an encouragement also to the young people that yes, if we remain faithful to the call, God continue to strengthening our destiny a day at a time. Amen. So for the young people who are in the house, maybe you are looking forward there, you say, what will happen? Many other times, Pastor Simon, I'll listen to your sermon, to Pastor Ambrose's sermon, and I'll write it down, saying, if my mom invites me to preach and share, could I today now she gave out her pulpit so that she comes here, I'll go and share this way. So the stories Pastor Ambrose will give, I'll tweak it differently. And so I'll go there and share, knowing that where I have borrowed it from. So glory to God. Amen. Other than that, also I'm joined by my sisters. I know they're in the house. I grew up as the only boy in the town of Thompson Falls. For those who don't know where Thompson Falls is, that town is in Nyahururu. So my sisters, I know they are all over. And you know, sisters are very special. So I was the only boy in the family of six girls. So in the middle of them. So you can imagine the kind of games that we played then. And one game very memorable to me, Pastor Simon, they were planning for a big wedding. And you know, girls with weddings. I know they realized they didn't have a bride or car. And I turned out to be the one to be the bride or car. And I was decorated with all types of decoration. And as they were decorating, they put flowers inside my ears. And that's how the wedding turned out to be an emergency to an ENT. So, my sisters, wherever you are, I still love you. It's good to have a sister. Tell your neighbor, it's good to have a sister. So you can imagine what happens when during the dowry negotiations, and my dad tells me I have to sit there. What is going on in my mind for that young man? I remember those days. Yeah, but anyway, I give thanks to God for them. The other team I'd like to introduce, because I'm a house group pastor, so I meet several people, and I have a team, a big team that really support the ministry in house group. And I don't know whether all of us are in house group. Ask your neighbor, are you in house group? What is their response? Are they? Tell them, if you are not, by the end of today, of this sermon, you must be in one. Because you hear many stories about house groups. Yeah? So I know they have leadership. I have the host. And I would like to introduce one of the youngest leader, Pastor Simon, who have been very faithful. Not only hosting, but also leading. For many, many years. And they have been a support to the larger leadership community. And because I saw him in the house, he was not aware that I would do this. I will ask him to start. Mr. Minor, Mrs. Minor. So that if you are not in house group, you're not attending house group, that's a couple. They host house group for many, many years. Mr. Mzee Minor is approaching now, I think, 8 years. But growing very strong. Thank you. Thank you, Dad and Mom. Have a seat. Yes, so at least now you have known what I do. I am a pastor in charge of small groups. Ushirika wa manyuba. Ushirika wa manyu? Wa manyuba. And we are growing strong. We have quite a number of house groups within Nairobi. Some are virtual, like those who are following us. I know we have that some that they have never met physically. They are always online. So we give God all the glory. But today, the theme for this month, empowered faith and deterred conviction. Empowered faith and deterred conviction. We are all gathered here in this sanctuary because of one thing. We have faith in Christ Jesus. Isn't it? No one of us is here that when Jesus was on this earth, you walked with him. None of us. It's by faith that we are all here. And so it's a very good and very strong theme. Among the others that we have heard from January when the year started, with the vision, the empowered vision, the empowered seed, the empowered thoughts, the empowered creativity. In the month of, was it April? In the month of May, we had the empowered voice. Last month, we had the empowered obedience. But this month, we have empowered faith and deterred conviction. And as an empowered faith, if your faith is empowered, you shall overcome the world. I don't know which world you are coming from. I don't know which world you are coming from. Or you are representing. Maybe like our friend here, Ambassador, representing a nation. That's your world. And as a Christian, what is my role in this world? Maybe in the media, like Alex and the rest of the team. What is my role in that industry, in that world? For me, in house group, ask myself, what is my role? What is my assignment? In the family level, that's your world. In the political arena, that's your world. What is my role? How do you overcome your world? in 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, and media maybe you can give us, he says, everyone who is a child of God has the power to win against the world. It is our faith that wins the victory against the world. Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 say, do not conform to the standards of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Many a times, and I say, Pastor Simon, that we are told we are the salt of the world. So we are the one to change the world, not the other way around. When you put salt to the food, which changes the other? Is it the food that changes the salt? So it's the salt that changes the food. It gives him taste and flavor. So we are the one to give taste and flavor to the world that God has positioned us. Amen? And therefore, from a house group point of view, from the small group, as we said, it's our time to shine. It's our time to add flavor and sweetness to the world that God has given unto us. And therefore, our text for this afternoon comes from the book of Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 to 20. It says, when they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He had seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. You unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, because you have so little faith. Truly, I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move nothing. It will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Amen? Nothing will be impossible for you. Many a times, and I said this in the first service, when I analyze our walk as Christians, sometimes I feel we operate on a faith that is very microscopic. You need a microscope to see it. When Jesus would challenge, if only you had a faith as small as a mustard seed. A mustard seed is so small. Yes, though it is visible with the naked eyes. Yes, Jesus said, if only you had as small as a mustard, you can tell this mountain, move here and be casted to the sea. This afternoon and this very day, 9th of July, I'm here to remind you and to pray that may God elevate our faith to the level of a mustard seed. Amen? So that the challenges in our world that God has placed us, we'll be able to tell them, move, and it will be moved. We'll be able to lay the hands to the sick, and they'll be healed. Amen? We shall believe into prayer so much, like the early church in Acts chapter 12, when they would pray, when they would hear one of them is in need, and they would pray, and God will intervene. Acts chapter 12, they prayed for Peter when he was arrested. Verse 5, they say, and the church was earnestly praying. They prayed the whole night. And Peter, who was guarded by 16 soldiers, Pastor Simon, God sent an angel, just one angel. And he was able to rescue Peter from prison. May our faith, may this not just be another theme for this month. May you be connecting and may you connect that your faith shall be elevated. And they shall be able to conquer borders that you have never conquered them before. Because your faith. You have picked, some of us, and now you already have passports. Just because Pastor Abro said, go to a next, which country do you want to go? Who is the president? What are the challenges? Can't you continue praying for them? Have a flag. And you connect to that country. Because of that faith, you see a door opening for you. So may your faith be challenged in a positive way. You know, a story is told of this community, this country. They experienced drought for a period of years. And the elders came together and they said, now what do we do? Our people are languishing. We don't have food. And they said one thing, because it was a Christian nation or community, the elders said, let's let's have a meeting whereby we gather everyone to come for prayers. And so it was announced, the memo was sent all over. And they were told this particular day, all the community, all everyone to come, all everyone, from the youngest to the oldest, to come and pray. And they were charged that they were coming to pray for the rains. And when they all came, the entire community, it's only one girl who carried an umbrella. They were going to pray for the rains, but none of them prepared that their prayers will be answered. It's only that one girl who carried an umbrella. May our faith be like that one girl. You know, faith is like a telescopic. You know, a telescope, you're able to zoom something at a distance, and you see it here very clear. Like Abraham, who will be told, leave your people and go to the nation whose builder and architect is who? It's Lord. He moved by faith. He could see it. Though he never even stepped into that country, by faith he saw that city. Well done. Beautiful. Faith. May our faith be elevated to that level in Jesus' name. And therefore, there are three attributes that a believer should carry. And I call them the ABC of faith, the attributes of faith. One is a faith that is very active, a faith that is bold, and faith that is obedient, or a faith that is compliance to obedience. The ABC of faith. I pray that you shall walk with this. We shall be able to understand how to apply the ABC in our faith, in our Christian walk. And it will be resonating in our mind, day in, day out. Empowered faith, empowered faith that is active. You are always on the go. In James chapter 2, verse 23-24, and this is about Abraham, I mentioned him earlier. This shows the full meaning of the scripture that says, Abraham believed God, and God accepted Abraham's faith, and that faith made him right with God. And Abraham was called God's friend. So you see that a person is made right with God by the things he does. He cannot be right. He cannot be made right by faith only. So other than believing, there's an assignment for you to do. You need to be active. You need to be on the go. Abraham left his country, and he wasn't given a map. And I don't even know how he was going. He wasn't given a map. He was just going by faith. Whether to turn right or left, I don't know. He was just walking by faith, but he was on the go. And one attribute of a Christian faith, it need to be active. Yes, you applied for that passport. Even just get to know, where is the embassy of this particular country I want to visit? Who is the ambassador? Who is the president? What are the needs? Yeah? Who is this? At some point, I want to get married. But I don't know now who get married to. You know, there's one story of this lady. She stayed for long without seeing anyone else. She started praying, and God led her to go and buy the size of the suit of the husband she was desiring to get married into. And every morning in her closet, she would remember. She would pray for God to fill in the suit. I'm not saying you apply that, but God elevated her faith to that level. And eventually she got a spouse. So what is that you need to engage? At which level? At which level? There's a story about Naaman in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 to 14. The Naaman healing. By faith, a young girl told him, there is a prophet where I come from. If only you can go and listen, and whatever he tells you, you do, you'll be healed. The faith that is active, the faith on the go. Just this last week, and this is from last year, when we are preparing for the elections. And as a pastor now in charge of the ministry, I said, now, what is our role? From a house group, from a small group, what should we do? And I said, we'll be praying for the counties. And not only pray for the counties in our offices, in our homes, we should be going. And I charged different house group. Not only pray, get into your cars, drive in to those counties, scoop the soil, pray for the right leadership. For when the righteous are in the authority, the nation prospers, the Bible says. Amen. And so we started praying that even as we prepare to go for the elections, that God will give us the right leadership. So that even when they come on in place, when we shall be going to those counties, we shall have favor with the Lord. And I challenge different house groups, and they know, I know they are seated all over, and others are following online, and others at the overflows. And I remember some point, Pastor Simon, driving late in the evening at around 6 with my wife. We wanted to target 3 counties. We wanted to target Nakuru, Nyandarua, and Baringo, and Uasin Gishu. And we left here on a Friday very late. And I think we got at a point at Kinongi. We found a very bad accident there. And we rescued one lady who was actually expectant. And we rushed her to Naivasha District Hospital. Her head was crushed, and eventually she was amputated because she was pregnant. Either she was supposed to lose her pregnancy or her head. She chose the sacrifice mothers do. She chose her head to be amputated. And eventually I realized, when I was praying for her, I realized that's why that accident. It was the boy that she was carrying, the destiny. And I'm praying that to God to keep me long to see what that boy will end up becoming. When they reflect about Moses, how many boys, innocent boy died because Moses was born? How many innocent boy died because Jesus was born? And I saw it into that. God gave me that revelation. I have been working with that family. We have visited with that family in Kijambe. And God is doing good with them. Though she doesn't have a heart, we see the faithfulness of God. Amen. And we visited. Yes, we can give God all the glory. And so we visited different counties, Pastor Simon, we scoop soil, pray, speak forth to it. And here we are. Election came, and I believe those who are in authority, God, that's what he intended for the nation. Amen? And for the counties. And so one team said, Percy, you have been challenging us on this. And the same came even during the World Cup. The World Cup, and said, how do I connect? And last year we were in the year of anyone? Royal inheritance. Yes. And as we're engaging as nation to the nation's ambassador, I thought, how do I engage with those countries that are already will be participating in Qatar? And we profiled them, 32 of them. 30 of them have presence in our country. And I said, now how do I go about it? I was studying Paul and the letters he wrote, the 14 letters, 10 to the churches, 4 to the individuals. Said, letters, I think, are powerful. And that's where the aspect of letters came forth. And I wrote letters to the 30 ambassadors, telling them I'd like to partner with them. We'll be having the biggest screen in the region with the best sound system. You know, in Swahili we say kujichocha. And I can tell you, the ambassadors responded. I didn't know what they were after response, what next. Even the U.S. ambassador and the Australia ambassador. I said, okay. Some invited me to the embassy to go engage with them. And when that opportunity came, I tagged along some of the members I was working with. And we sat down with the ambassador just discussing aspect pertaining matters of the kingdom. We are not even asking for a visa. We are telling them what is there in your country that the young people. And as you know, we visited Cameroon just the other day with Pastor Simon and Pastor Victor. Part of it came during that period. We connected with the ambassador. She connected us with a Baptist pastor in Cameroon. And we continue now having that relationship where we are praying for the other. Even the senior pastor at Tugebe Baptist, he couldn't believe a church in Africa reaching out to us for partnership. How? And he was amazed, and you remember the conversation that we had. And through that, when I shared with my team how that breakthrough for nations came, and I shared them we need to do the same for the counties, one house group said, Percy, we're going to take this. This is our portion. And they challenged me, Percy, let's do this. And so they have been praying for one county called Elgeyo Marakwet. I'm saying this because the faith of a believer should be active, should be on the go. Other than hearing, may you also be a doer. So be on the go. And so they said, Percy, we need to engage on this. And I said, okay, go do this and this. Let's use this strategy. We have been going, and I said, Percy, we have been going to our community. We see those who are in need, and we start there. At a small point, trying to come up We call it bottom up. Trying to bring them up, but it hasn't, it takes forever. But I say this time, let's start from the top bottom. And he said, this strategy will work. Why? These leaders who are already elected, and they are in position because we prayed, remember that, isn't it? So when we approach them, we tell them, by the way, you are on this seat because we prayed for you. So you are here to do God's mandate. And so we wrote to the Elgeyo Marakwet leadership, and the team, I think they are seated here. The team that I was with, so that you see, stand up. Stand up, the team I was with at Elgeyo Marakwet. Yes. They are not the normal people you see them here. They came and they took the charge. And we wrote the letter and we got the invitation. Thank you, sit down. And I told them, yes, we're going to do this. So we wrote the letter, we got the invitation by the governor, and the governor said, you're not only meeting me alone, this is heavy, because now he can't understand what is all about this. We are not even asking for a tender. You know, our letter was very clear, it's kingdom mandate. So he said, you're not only meeting me alone, you meet the entire leadership. And that day, the Elgeyo Marakwet business was about the kingdom business. And we were discussing. You could have seen the loud table. And Pastor Simon joined at that particular day. And I felt, yes, this is the way to go. Not only for Elgeyo Marakwet, but for the last 46 counties. We are 47 counties, I'm 48. We are 48. There's another called diaspora. And we have the diaspora members, Pastor Simon. So even the diaspora. So the 48, we're going to engage them and reach out to them. And maybe you are seated there and say, oh, Pastor, you need to be engaged on this level. I will ask you, are you in house group? That's where we start. Because your house group, where you are, maybe you are saying, hey, they have been looking to meet an ambassador. Just join a house group. They have been looking to look for, to join, to meet a CS or a president. By the way, this team, Pastor Simon, by the work we did, because we were able to meet the county commissioner with all his security team, and we are engaging on matters of security and also matters kingdom. And you can see, yeah, you see, that's the county commissioner who is sitting next to me there. And the intelligence team, they were giving us brief of how the county looks like and how we should not go down there to the valley because it's not safe, but they offer security if we intend to go. And we told them as we are going. And we engaged. The following day, we met different stakeholders. We were in Elgeyo Marakwet where Marathoners, our elite Marathoners, practice. And we met quite a number of them. And the discipline they have. Oh, that guy, those guys, every day, minimum 30 kilometers. Every day. And I said, oh my goodness, 30 kilometers per day? Yes, one will say, yeah, today I've done 40. And you now you understand why Paul. And they were telling me when they go to participate, they are, actually them is not just to participate, it's to get on the table, either number one, two, or three. And whatever they win the gold, they get to the flight, next flight, land to JKI, they don't come to the city, they connect flight to Eldoret back to practice. Hey! Another discipline. And we had an engagement, and we prayed to them, we became a blessing to them. You should join house group. You are missing a lot. I did connect after this. Amen? An empowered faith. And so this team, Percy, we connected with the different teams. And because of the success, we managed even to go down the valley where we were being told is not safe. We went to the valley, we saw the people, we had engagement with the community there. And later on, we connected with even the police there, listening to them. How has it been in this valley? And one OCS taught, and maybe some of you know even taught where it is. He told us, for the 35 years he has been in service, there's no one, there's no team. And you can imagine the role of a church, what he can do, has ever ministered to him. Just going there and asking, how can we pray with you? How can you be of service to you? That's what we did. As we drove in, 12 people, boom, how can we be of help to you? And we thought it would be one hour. It went for 3 hours, and they open up to us, the challenges, the struggle. Some of them, they see their family just for three times in a year. These are family men, and they were saying, now what do we do? Pray to Kidiki that he'll be able to add more police officers so that we can have time with our family as well. You are there as a father. You are there as a woman, as a wife. You can imagine you seeing your husband 3 times, and he's in this country. He doesn't need a visa. Doesn't he need to see any ambassador to be given a visa? But because they call. And we had a good time. We prayed with them. We shared a meal of what we could have afforded. And by the way, when we were going down there, we were just a van, a two-wheel van, two-wheel drive. And it's so steep. At some point, we had to stop and try to pour water through the hose because the brakes were almost wearing off. You should be in the house group. Empowered faith that is active. Be on the go. Be on the go. I desire that very soon we'll be having teams going to different mission stations and evangelizing as God will enable us to do. Amen? May we be the church on the go. May we be on the church on the go. The Kiredeshwa House Group, led by Mr. Minor, every year they go to high school. And this year, just last month, they visited, we went to a mission in Makueni, Karulu High School, and we ministered to the commute to the school, and 70 students gave their life to Christ. And one teacher actually also, who stood together with, yeah, let's give God all the glory. So Pastor Simon, I desire, if all our house group becomes active, as we are starting to do, it will be a movement that even other churches will be learning, which model are you using? And you tell them, go to your closet and pray, and God will give you a divine idea on what to do. A strategy that has never been, just like Joseph, when he told Pharaoh, yes, it's possible, and he was able to rule the nation of Egypt for 14 years. Through closet, in your prayer room. A church, a faith that is active and is on the go. So there was a story of Naaman. We will not be able to read that because of time. But as we continue, may we know about that. The other ABC faith is about bold. Empowered faith that is bold. Engage courageously. In Exodus chapter 5 verse 1, we see Moses and Aaron, his brother, how they engaged with Pharaoh. Pharaoh was a tyrant leader. And they faced him. Let my people go. And we can, after Moses and Aaron, bring it back. After Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel says. Let my people go so that they may hold a festival to me in the wilderness. Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord. We're not Israel. Okay, we're not going to the further to that. But Exodus 5 verse 1. Moses and Aaron approached Pharaoh with boldness. With boldness. And as I said, faith is like a telescope that brings an object, a distant object, visible to focus. And that's what Hebrews 11 verse 1 talks about. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, not seen. Isn't it? So, if you have fear looming larger than your faith, take time to draw near to God in prayer and studying his word. What is that thing that you are fearing? You can't face. You can't face your mom, your dad. You know there are people who fear their moms or their dad. Or you are both. Maybe you are the only Christian in your organization. Buy a Bible and place it in your boss desk. And right here, I'm praying for you. And drop it there. And come and tell me what will happen. Yeah? Let's be bold enough. Let's be bold enough. I was telling the area church that, the area service that, for me, I attended when the service religious in my youth time. And I said, what is this all I've been? Why is it for? What next then? And I said, I will not be attending when the service. It will be my day for reaching. And I never told one. It's within me. And I said, I'll be going to the city. Street evangelism. And for those who remember, we used to have CBD house group. It's still there. But when I was there, Friday we'd do street preaching. We'd be meeting everyone on the street. Do you know Jesus? He loves you. And it will be an opportunity. You know, these are strangers. But boldly we did so. Boldly we did so. I'm challenging each and every one of us, me included. There's more we can do. in our walk of as believers. And so may our faith be elevated to that level. In Acts chapter 9, verse 28, Saul stayed with the followers. He went everywhere in Jerusalem, preaching boldly in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 4, verse 1 and 13, you see Peter and John. They were with Jesus. The Jews said they were with Jesus because they preached boldly. And in that one, we can read Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 13 says, the priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who had the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. Hallelujah. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if you are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and being asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. When they saw the courage, this is where I wanted us to come to, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Amen? These men had been with Jesus. They preached with courage and confidence, with boldness. This team, as you look at them, none of them has any training is it missiology? Pastor Simon? Yeah? None of them. But because they have been with Christ, they walked with boldness. They faced the governor. They faced the security team. And we came with a report. Our diary went empty, but we came full of them. And as we are doing this, we are preparing to have the entire government of Manakwet come here in this city on 21st of July. So continue praying, because I remember we were commissioned in this pulpit. And this is the reason we are doing this, because we are kind of giving a report of what happened. Your prayers were answered. So give God all the glory. Let's appreciate God. And we'll be having that cocktail whereby we'll be engaging different stakeholders on how we can bring change in that county. We're no longer saying Serikali's idea. We are part of the government. Amen? There's no church and the government. All we are gathered here tomorrow in the Umade, I'll meet some of you in those offices. So who is the government? Who is the church? It's one thing, isn't it? So we have the solution at hand. And so we say it, and none of them are actually here. We never went there with a selfish nature. None of them comes from Elgeyo Marakwet. None. The closest I think was from Baringo. We had one from Muranga, Nyeri, Kiabu. Name them. And that's how we were introducing ourselves. My name is so-and-so, and I'm from Nyeri County, or from whichever county. So we never went into that county with a selfish nature. So don't say we are going because we didn't have any interest. None of us has a plot maguta there. None. And even we never even asked how much the plots are costing here. We never. We are very focused. And we are saying, may the God of Marakwet come forth for Jesus. Amen. And his people. And if maybe you come from Marakwet and you need to connect, yeah, after the service, connect with this team. Get to know how you can engage and you can also be a blessing. And maybe you are saying, you should also come to this county where I work. I know one or two people and we can engage. Yes, we'll be glad to do that. We are claiming Kenya for Jesus. Amen? And we have what it takes. As a church, we are saying, yes, we'll be counted. We are engaging our faith, boldness. Amen? And therefore, we are going with boldness, just like Peter and John. They had been with Jesus. So believing in faith in our prayers that we pray. So may we remember that sometimes we are the only Bible that the others are looking forward to. Maybe you are the only Christian in that organization where you work. And when they are planning even for the head of year party, they are going for those bashes and you're wondering, do I go? Should I not go? Should I tell them I'm a Christian? Is the time, actually that's the best time to tell them, yes, I'm a Christian. And I'm not coming because of my beliefs and my faith. But I'll be praying for you. As you go to that, I'll be praying for you. Amen? And you start praying for them by name. By name. So that even as they go for a party, even if they are going home high like kite, do not get those accidents. Because you have been praying. Isn't it? That's where it starts. That's where it starts. I'm praying that this, as a church, will take this body and challenge positively. I told you about how we engage in the World Cup and how I told the ambassadors about how we had the biggest screen. And I have this vision, and this vision that one day, for those who grew up in this city and the older generation, I remember we used to have Bellevue and drive-in cinemas. I'm looking forward that we'll be able to have the biggest outdoor screen there. That even as I preach right now, those who are outside their compa, like the Matatus, will be listening to this voice. So that their faith will be. And faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen? That we shall have an outdoor screen there. Not only screen for the movies, Christian movies every Friday, but even the word will be shared across board. Amen? Through the media. And that's why I was saying the media. Also, we have the challenge. I'm challenge, putting this challenge to you. And maybe also you are seated there. You're telling me, yeah, that's so easy. We can do this. Come, let's connect. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. I was telling the area church that we are the millennials now. If you are born in late 70s and to early 90s, it's our time. It's our time. Let's take our position. Amen? Let's take our position. Whichever area you are into, you find actually our fathers now are actually handing over. Telling you now, you need to be taking care of this. You need to be taking care of this. It's our time. See, this is not a time to ask daddy what you need to do. He will do. Let him see the results. Okay? The millennials. I'm speaking first to you because I know the task on our shoulders. And when we engage with God, he will help us. Amen? So may we act with boldness. May we act with boldness. The final C is about compliance to the obedience. Compliance to the obedience. Rising above the worldly system. And that's when I talked about Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Not conforming to the standards of this world. Let's rise above the worldly system. In Romans chapter 16, verse 25 to 26, Paul would tell the Romans, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest by the prophetic scriptures, made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith." Compliance to obedience through faith. Whatever we hear, like now I'm speaking forth, may you not only listen, may you obey this voice. May you feel challenged in a positive way and say, yes, in my small world, at my marketplace, at my office, my team that I'm leading in my organization, we'll be doing devotion. I'll be leading devotion with my family. I'll open the house group. I'll open my house for fellowship. I'll call pastor to come and commission. Let it be a place of prayer where miracles will happen. Just like Peter when he was released from prison. Where did he go? Did he go to his house? I believe you are a student of birth. That's why you need to join house group. Because now I'm and come in a letter. Did he go to his house? No, he didn't go to his house. He went to the house where? Acts chapter 12, verse 12. Maybe media you can help the team. Where were they? He went, after he was released from prison, he walked and he went to the house where Mary, where they were gathered together praying. John Mark's mom's home. He didn't go to his house. He went to the house group, where they were praying. And he testified what the Lord had done. If you go to verse 13 and 14, he testified what the Lord did, how he was rescued from prison. May our house become a house of testimony. May our house become a house of prayer. Amen. You know, Pastor Simon, there's a house group, Kioro house group, and they would do cashers. They were all renting, and they would do cashers every month to pray that God give them a place of their own. We had to close that house group. God opened all, everyone. We were majenga, mgong, sijui, mebri, mgina, mepata green card. Because they prayed. May it be the same. What is that? You are praying for scholarship. Hold hearts, pray. And you see God doing miracles. This team here, they went and they engaged the entire county government. And because of that, the word spread across board. And they were invited in a presidential gathering that very same week. On Saturday, you can tell them, they were very close to the president. President Akohapa, they were here. Because they were in house group and they engaged. You have been looking for emissaries to take you to the president. Just join house group. Amen? And they can tell, they have so many stories. If I was to give each and every one of them, oh my goodness. But you have time to engage with them. Empowered faith with obedience. Empowered faith with obedience. And we'll finalize with the story of Peter, the recruitment of Peter in Luke chapter 5, verse 1 and 11. This was the first interview that Jesus gave to Peter, and he passed with flying colors. May we also pass this test. Luke chapter 5, verse 1. So it was. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. So it was, as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. Verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. Amen. Obedience to the little. Peter obeyed to give out his boat. I don't know which boat you're giving to God. He's telling you, just push a little. Some of you is just to give your life to Christ and say, today is the day. I don't know how the future looked like. Peter didn't know that eventually he's the one who'll be given the keys. But you can see the obedience, what it brought. He obeyed to give out his resources. That is the boat. And he pushed a little. He accepted Jesus to use it. And through that, God magnified, multiplied big time. Eventually, he was told to put the net to the waters. And he cast so much. He could have said, I'm an expert in this lake. Isn't it? I'm an expert in this field. So what are you going to tell me? I know what it is. But he obeyed. Obedience. Compliance to obedience. He obeyed. And when he obeyed, he catched a lot that even the neighbors benefited out of it. When we obey, not only do we benefit, but even our neighbors, not only our neighbors, our generations start tapping from obedience of great grandfather. And the vice versa is the same. If you disobey, you find families in turmoil because one disobeyed the voice of God. May we know the time is now. We are called to obey what God has called us for. Every one of us here has a gift and has a talent. And just like a young boy who had a good appetite and carried two fish and five loaves of bread, but when he submitted it to God, to Jesus, the lunch was multiplied to feed the multitude. To feed a multitude. Don't ignore the little, the small that God has given unto you. In Jesus' hands, It will serve generations. Amen? It will serve generations. Yes, let's give God a clap. It will serve generations. Don't ignore that little. Give it to Jesus. Your life, give it to him. Say, this is the day. Percy, I want to give my life to Christ. Let me start there. I want to engage this faith. I want to understand more about this ABC faith. I want to be active. I would like to plug into this mission, but I'm not a believer. I know where I was last night. Today is the day. Today is the day. Don't harden your heart. Me have done what God had intended for me to tell you. He has used me as a voice to you, and he's calling you. Today is the day. Maybe you are saying, I want to engage in this vision, in this movement of house group. Yes, I want to open my home. Yes, I want to become a house group leader. Yes, I want to be a support in one way or the other. In the first service, there was one who came and said, Pastor Simon said, yes, we're going to engage the county of Laikipia. We are encouraged by what is happening at Elgeyo Marakwet. How can we? I know we can be able to do it in Laikipia. So that's another door that is opening. We need more hearts towards this and win the counties of Kenya to Jesus. Amen. So I'm looking up unto you. So if you are there, a young person, I'll tell you, I used to sit there, this side particularly. And actually today I had reflected a lot. I wanted to come and sit there and come from there. But the protocol team couldn't allow me. It's well. That used to be my zone. And maybe I'm speaking to someone there, looking there, say, hey, how did you get there? It's not far, by God's grace. With my ragged jeans, now fitting in a suit, only God can do this. Amen? Only God can strengthen our destinies. Some of you are international speakers. But right now, even if I was to tell you so, you wouldn't believe. But in God's heart, it's possible. He will empower you. He will accelerate you for his glory. Amen? And so Romans chapter 10 verse 8. Media, maybe you can give us this, what the scripture says. But what does it say? The word is near you and is already come in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between any Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. Verse 13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 14. How then shall they call on him who they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. Let's get up to there, up to verse 15. Me have released what God had deposited into my heart and into my spirit. The ball is in you. The ball is at your court. Obey to the literal. Be obedient to the literal. You just need to push a little and you see what God will be able to do. We have engaged the Elgeyo Marakwet, and just as Peter and John, Peter responded to the little, and he was told to drop the net to the waters, and he obeyed. Even the neighbors benefited. When we went to Elgeyo Marakwet, if we have peace in Elgeyo Marakwet, the neighboring counties, West Pokot, Baringo, they also experienced peace. Just like Peter, the neighbors also benefited. As you obey, not only you, your family, your neighbors will also benefit out of this. So as you respond to the call that is coming forth now, and as I invite Pastor Reverend Simon to come and give us the benediction, come forth, say, today is my day. May my name be recorded in the book of remembrance. As the Revelation says, today is the day of salvation. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And as we talk about the ABC, being active, being on the go, being bold, speaking forth in the matatu, to your boss, to your colleagues, to your family. Maybe you are the only one saved in your family. Be bold enough. Say every week I'll be taking this gospel to my parents. Speak there, tell them God loves them, pray with them. You don't know what will happen. Slowly by slowly, your family will be turned around. Amen?
Amen.
May you respond to the call. Don't ignore the retro. Don't ignore the retro. And the generation after you, they will be tapping those blessings because you obeyed to the retro. Just like Peter who responded to the retro. Just like the young boy who gave his lunch. And many benefited out of that. But like this team who accepted to be used and now serving in the government, others going to the schools, others going to the police. Wherever God has positioned you, respond to the retro for his glory. Amen?
Amen?
May we pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that indeed you are elevating our faith from that microscopic to a mastered level, oh dear Lord. I have shared your word in your house on this altar. And Abba, Father, may it now be deposited in your people's hearts and spirit, O King of Kings, that it will grow, it will germinate, grow, and bear more fruit, O Abba, Father. May they feel challenged in a positive way, O dear Lord, that, Father, they shall respond to where you have told them to do and what you have told them to go, O King of Kings. May it be so for your glory, Almighty Father. How we worship you, how we thank you. Thank you for the week and even for the month as we continue hearing more about your voice in the aspect of faith, O dear Lord. May you help us, our spirit, to be receptive to your word, Almighty Father. Therefore, we worship you, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen and amen. Let's appreciate God and give glory to glory as we welcome Reverend Simon.
Thank you. Again, let's appreciate Pastor Mashina, Andrew. Thank you very much. And also appreciate his mother and his wife right here. Thank you. I will ask us to stand. Let's all stand for the benediction. The servant of God has shared about empowered faith, conquering the world, the ABC of that faith, active, bold, and compliant through obedience. And I believe that all of us have received this word, and it shall quicken us through the week. And the baseline is we need to be on the go. We need to put the little, and God will do the rest. Let me declare that we are blessed. Let me declare that we are victorious. Let me declare that this coming week is a week of breakthrough, that God is coming through for every one of us. Let me declare open doors and open gates. It's going to be easy. The one who holds the key of David, Revelation 3 verse 8, may he open those doors and those gates. And let me declare we shall walk easily through these doors and these gates in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I want to release a blessing that opens the way for us. May we raise our hands to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the investment of time by this congregation gathered in person in the pavilion and also online in your kingdom. And because we have invested our time in your kingdom, my God, you will accelerate that which concerns us. And as we are lifting our hands up to you, my God, I see you stretching your hand of favor in our direction. And I declare because of the hand that you have stretched in our direction, the blessing that causes your goodness to pursue us shall become ours. That God, the prayers we have prayed through this prayer of blessing are going to be answered. That the desires of our hearts, Psalm 37 verse 4, Lord, shall be granted unto us. Therefore, may God go before you. May God come behind you. May God lay his hand of blessing upon you. May God bless you with every blessing in the spiritual realms. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. May you be blessed through and through. May God bless others through you. You are blessed beyond a curse. May God cover you you with his blessings like he did Jacob. And indeed, may God's blessings reach you where you couldn't reach in your own strength and in your own power. I release a pastor's blessing. I release a father's blessing. I release now the blessing that covers Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and this coming Sunday. May I dare declare by this blessing, each one of us shall be healthy, each one of us shall be strong, each one of us shall be successful this week, and each one of us shall be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. God, come through for your people, because we have prayed this blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and we all say,
amen.
Turn to the person next to you, hallelujah. Tell them the grace, the words of the grace. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. A big hand clap to Jesus. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Thank you very much. Have a good week.